Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A-Rod is investing in mixed martial arts.
Alex Rodriguez continues to spread his wings. The former Major League Baseball star, now an ESPN baseball analyst, and recently made minority owner of the NBA's Minnesota Timberwolves and the WNBA's Minnesota Lynx, has become an investor and a board member in the PFL, the Professional Fighters League, mixed martial arts. A-Rod stated, "I love the global reach of MMA," said there is massive demand in the marketplace. Jared Max, Fox News.
Let's get a preview of the weekend box office.
I'm Michelle Foligno.
They better be warned. The British are coming.
The British have returned to the big screen. Downton Abbey, a new era, hits theaters. From the award-winning creator of the hit series, Julian Fellowes reunites the beloved cast on a grand journey to the south of France to uncover the mystery of the Dowager Countess's newly inherited villa.
With that, I will say goodnight.
The film, just like the series, is also a story on class differences in society.
Where's that Spitfire who blew in determined to do business with the Hazel Vaughn?
And a perfect pairing is a romantic comedy premiering on Netflix. Victoria Justice stars as an LA executive who quits her job and, to win over a potential major client, signs on to work at an Australian sheep farm.
You need a name. Barbara Streisand.
Wait, hey, do you have wool in your ears?
And sparks fly when she meets a rugged and mysterious local. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Let's check out this year's Drama League Awards.
The 88th Annual Drama League Awards kick off at New York City's Ziegfeld Ballroom at noon Eastern Time. The event, which honors Broadway and off-Broadway productions and performances, returns to an in-person ceremony after 2 years of a virtual format brought on by the pandemic. Golden Globe and Tony Award-winning actor Hugh Jackman will receive the Drama League's Distinguished Achievement in Musical Theater Award. Emmy and Tony Award-winning comedian Billy Crystal will be honored with the Contribution to the Theater Award, Liliana Blaine Cruz with the Founders Award for Excellence in Directing, and Tony Award-winning producer Willett Murphy Klausner honored with the Gratitude Award. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
One of the CW's big hits, soon coming to an end.
The CW is pulling out of Riverdale, the Archie comic series, which birthed the careers of stars KJ Apa as Archie, Lily Reinhart as Betty, Camila Mendez as Veronica, and Cole Sprouse as Jughead, is ending after 7 seasons. The show is the latest series to end at the CW after the network canceled Legends of Tomorrow, Batwoman, Charmed, and 4400. The series took on a darker, more dramatic tone than the comics. Its premise, after a teenager was murdered within the town of Riverdale, this group of teenagers try to unravel the evils lurking within this seemingly innocent town. The series debuted in January of 2017. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
Yeah, had a pretty good time last night. Went out to a Roxy's downtown and saw Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. A lot of music from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Good stuff. They had a good, very talented cast. And that runs through Sunday, by the way, if you want to go to Roxy's and see Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Flashback, we lost a very unique voice 10 years ago today.
Bee Gees.
Bee Gees. Yep. It was 10 years ago on this day that the co-founder of the Bee Gees, Robin Gibb, passed away. He had cancer. He was only 62.
Three brothers from Australia.
Yep.
Saw them in a concert in Oklahoma City.
Really?
Yep.
What year of my life? Like, what would that
right after
be?
It was after the big album, I think 78.
So they were
maybe?
Big.
Oh, yeah. Packed house.
Oh, man. I bet that was awesome.
Took a busload of listeners down there.
Nice.
One of the worst experiences I've ever had.
Okay. But I bet the concert was good.
Oh, the concert was
yeah,
great.
Okay. Yeah. All right, there you go. Robin Gibb. He passed away 10 years ago today at the age of 62. All right. Let's check the late night crew. Tonight's show starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
During the meeting, Biden told them that joining NATO is a complex process that can get frustrating. And Sweden said, yeah, we invented IKEA. So we...
The late show with Stephen Colbert, CBS.
Big worry on Wall Street these days is inflation. It's gotten out of control. In April, overall consumer prices for food rose 9.4%, but eggs surged 220%. Butter jumped 51%. Fats and oils went up 41%, and flour 40%. Wait a second. That is everything you need to batter and deep fat fry. It's one thing for inflation to destroy our retirement plans. Now it's trying to make us live long enough to retire.
In the Late Late Show with James Corden, CBS.
Former President George W. Bush was giving a speech in Dallas last night, and he made quite the Freudian slip. Have a look.
The decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway.
Oopsie. Oops.
That's bad, George W.
Yeah. 10 years ago today, Eugene Polly passed away. Why is Eugene Polly important?
I don't know.
He was an engineer. He worked at Zenith. Widely known
Color
as
TV?
The guy that invented the first remote control.
Okay.
Eugene Polly. We have a lot to thank him for.
Ooh, yeah.
He invented it in 1955. It was called the Flashmatic. The guy, back in the 30s, he started out as a stock boy at Zenith. Then he moved into the parts department. And then he moved into the engineering department. He worked on radar during World War II for the Department of Defense. Then he invented the Flashmatic, what we call the remote control. It was shaped like a pistol. You just pointed at the TV and changed the channel.
Wow.
So there you go. Thank you. We owe him a lot of thanks.
And the dial went, thunk, thunk, thunk.
Eugene Polly, yeah. The guy that invented the remote control. He passed away 10 years ago today at the age of 96. And it was 80 years ago today that Glenn Miller and his orchestra went into the studio and recorded...
B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I got a gal in Kalamazoo.
I got a gal in Kalamazoo.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
Want a boat,
it was recorded 80 years ago on this day. And it was big.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, it was the year's best-selling record in the United States. 8 weeks in the top spot. It was 2 months in the top spot. It got nominated for an Oscar for Best Picture. It was they put it in a movie, and it was nominated for Best Song.
Wow.
Should have won, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was up that year against a little song called White Christmas,
White Christmas.
Which
yeah.
Won the Oscar.
There you go.
But this is the biggest song 80 years ago. I Got a Gal in Kalamazoo, Glenn Miller. And that's entertainment news in the blur with Stephen Tidd.
All right, Ted. 8:44 now, and coming up, we've got some Wichita business news update for you. The Boeing is firming up a big order that means lots of work for Spirit in Wichita. Could be for years to come. That's on the way. Stephen Tidd in the morning here on KNSS.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.